Hey, what's up, friends? I've got a free view of the Lost Zane recordings. Basically, my entire radio career on WBBL, which wasn't long. I don't know, 2 years, 9 months, something like that. Anyway, I've been posting on my Patreon those shows in the order that they happened, from the very first one in, I believe, April of 2016 up to the end of the line, which I believe was January of 2019. We pick it up. Today's show is December 15th of 2016. I release two full shows a week on my Patreon, Mondays and Fridays. And I give a little free view of the show here on the same spot where you pick up my free podcast that I put out Monday through Friday. So, you know, I like to give you a little taste of it. And perhaps it's like, yeah, that's something I could get behind, hearing more of that stuff, because I put a lot of stuff up on my Patreon, Lost Zane Recordings. I do an extra daily podcast when I get done with the free one. And there's a ton more there, which you've no doubt by now heard about. But I'll spare you all the gory details. Just know that there's 15 plus hours of content in my own particular way of doing it each and every week on my Patreon for just $5 or $10 a month. $5 a month is all the audio. $10 a month is the audio, the video, the live streams. All there for you. Try it out for just 1 month. See if you like it. And then if you do like it, you can either let it ride month to month or convert it to a yearly, and I'll knock 10% off the cost. Sometimes it's hard to find something good to listen to in your usual online sources. If you like my free show, you'll love the Patreon. P-A-T, that's P as in Paul, A-T as in Tom, reon.com/Eric Zane. Enjoy the free view. Thanks for your time.
This is the Eric Zane Show. Show number 171, Julius. In freezing West Michigan. I mean, like, off the charts right now. It's miserable.
Fox 17's doing that bit where they have the, whoever it is, drive around in the car, and they're basically, like, I don't know, periscoping the roads. The roads were terrible.
Yes.
They're like, it was like an ice sheet.
And what you're dealing with right now, first of all, the wind has been blowing snow all over the roads. So had there been no precipitation falling, it would have been treacherous, because you have various spots of snow blown onto the road, which leads to really slick conditions that you don't even see coming and you don't anticipate. But so that's messed things up. Plus, there's plenty of lake effect snow falling, leading a winter weather advisory to be issued, meaning the ride in, the rush, is going to be a catastrophe. In fact, if you could, as much as you can, make sure that we are on top of Westerby's traffic reports as he tweets them out so that we can repeat them at any given point. Ben, good morning to you, buddy. How are you?
I'm good.
Starting to get some swagger and mojo here? Feeling the maybe, maybe not?
Yeah.
Are you somewhat comfortable doing this gig? This is, you know, I've kind of just left you alone and let you get used to it, which is probably the best.
Behind the scenes stuff, yes.
Yeah.
On the mic, still a little hesitant.
You feel shaky?
Yeah, big time.
Really? Because you don't sound it. You sound pretty
well, good.
You sound, you know, you sound confident enough. When I ask you questions, you respond appropriately. You know, you don't try to act like a moron. You just be, you know, act like yourself, which is cool.
Yeah,
laid back. Excellent. And so Ben is here and kind of taking over the role of tons of behind-the-scenes stuff. And Julius is here, of course, as well, as we look at a temperature of like 8 degrees, but it feels below zero because of the wind. And that, man, it feels like -6 right now. It's actually 7. You're to the point where when it drops 1 degree, you like make a big deal out of it. Oh, no, now it's 7. It was 8, but it's dropped to 7. And with the wind at 8, at just 8, it is feels like -6. So I wonder how much more windy it's going to get today.
It wasn't that windy earlier.
It says that
it kind of cooled down a little, stopped a little bit.
By the middle of the day, it'll be 13, 14 miles an hour with an air temperature of 16 and precipitation falling periodically throughout the day of this lake effect snow, which they didn't expect was going to go this further, this far inland. But you never know. It's tough, I guess, tough business to be able to predict that. For Friday and Saturday, they're looking at a significant Friday, Saturday, Sunday, significant snow event.
There's a heat wave coming through, though. It's going to be a high of 29 on Saturday.
Boom.
Boom.
Yeah.
Ugh. These are the worst times. Just that bitter cold.
Well, yeah, you don't even venture outside other than going to and from your car.
I mean, I didn't venture outside when it was 80. Definitely not venturing out when it's 8.
True. Yes. So if you're traveling, like, to and from work, that's going to be a disaster. If you're leaving the Ford Airport today, that will also be... it's the type of day, it seems like, where you'll get out, but there'll be significant delays to wherever you're going. So the drive game last night, the drive win by 20 points. They were just draining three-pointers. My gosh. I
thought it was 30 points. I thought it was 121-91.
Was it that high? God. It might have been.
I thought that a jail sexing.
And it was actually, you know, the Windy City Bulls, who play out of suburban Chicago, they have a player on their team. As soon as I saw the back of his jersey, I recognized the name. In the tournament last year, do you remember Stephen F. Austin?
Yeah.
That university.
Oh, the little guy who made the three-pointer?
Thomas Walkup was his name. White dude who just lit it on fire. And he plays for the Windy City Bulls.
Okay.
Right now. And that team got really far in the tournament. I go, Walkup. I go, oh, my God. I go, you were one of those teams last year. He goes, yeah, Cinderella. And they got pretty damn far, one of those teams.
Yeah. I guess.
That isn't that far off, man. The tournament is really, I just love that tournament time. Man, always
go home, watch basketball all day.
Yeah. So at the game ends. The drive win big. I walk out of the Deltaplex. And I am approaching my car, trying to get there as quickly as possible. And then I hear a sound that's pretty distinct that you, whenever, like...
Was it the clicking of a gun?
It was... No, it wasn't. It's a great place to... No, that would never happen. I'm telling myself the whole time, please don't get fired when you tell this story. But they lost power. And I heard a...
Oh, wow.
I heard you could hear it. Because everything lit up. And we're talking about every light in the parking lot, every... light inside of the venue. I mean, in an instant, it was like you could
pitch
hear
black.
It. It went. It was a substantial sound that something just went crazy, and there was a gigantic flash, like almost a surge, and then dark, and you see the lights.
Power down.
And so I go, I think I just had a power outage here. Oh, my God.
Wouldn't be surprised if someone, like, slid off the road and ran into the power box.
So, get in my car. I'm driving out, and obviously we had our headlights, so it's no big deal. But there were still people in the arena who, I mean, I'm sure they have backup systems. Because, actually, I could see in the concourse, there were still lights on.
Right.
So, I'm sure
the emergency lights,
battery
probably.
Backup, things like that. So, people got out okay. But I'm driving out, and then I go, you know, I haven't. In fact, during the game, I talked to the broadcaster who's on 1340 AM. Is it? McCarthy?
No idea.
In fact, this is strange because I went to WJRW, 1340 AM, WJRW's website, and we haven't yet got the rundown of what's what and who's who with the coverage. So I was a little disappointed because I actually talked to the guy, but I've only talked to him briefly twice, him and Neitzel, and I see him both. And I go, hey, Drew, how are you? I haven't seen you since I got fired. You know, whatever. And he was cool. So now... they do coverage of the games on WJRW. So I go, well, you know, I haven't listened to a post game yet. I'm going to listen to see how it sounds. And so I'm like a mile away from the arena, and they're in commercial. And then they come back, and I hear, this is 1340 WJRW. My name is Andrew Murray. Normally, I am running the games here at WJRW. While the game is going on, I am. He's the board operator.
Right.
He's the engineer behind, or producer. But there has been a power outage at the Deltaplex, so we will not be able to have our post game. And I got the impression that he was like thrown into this at the last second, and he actually did very well.
Very last second, I imagine.
And so he did. You know, you have a lot of people here behind the scenes who are young people just getting started in broadcasting. Now Ben kind of fits that role because he's just getting started in broadcasting, but he is in no way young at 30 soon, right? 30?
Yeah, in a month.
So, but you have a lot of people who are relatively new to it. So Murray is on the air there. That's it, right? Andrew Murray has his name?
Yes.
And he's like, but he kept it together. He did fairly well. I will give him that. And then he said, but I do have, it's like his opportunity. This is his chance.
He's going to start slinging hot takes.
And I think he seized the moment. I think he actually tried as best he could to seize that. And he said, but fear not, there is a post-game show, and I will guide you through it. We will not have Drew Neitzel and other guy, who I feel like an idiot for not knowing.
That's embarrassing.
For the postgame show, but I will guide you through it. And he says it in the clip. And so he says, I've got some highlights. The drive, we're draining threes. Here's a clip. And then he plays it. And then there was another moment. And I think this thing's got a little bit in the weeds for him because he then said, then there was a big defense. Now I'm paraphrasing. There was also a big defensive play. This was huge for the drive. And then he plays it. And it's the same clip that he played in the first one. I'm pretty sure. I thought, oh, did he play the same clip twice? So I sent you on a wild goose chase, needle in a haystack moment, 1 second before we started the show.
Hey, something strange happened after the drive game. I was like, okay.
Let's see. Is there anything? Is this it? Is this the moment, you think?
Did you think that I forget?
Okay, so they're in commercial. Say bump ahead. Bump ahead more.
Right here in Grand Rapids. It can happen.
Hey, it's Eric Zane here to tell you about my new favorite marketing partner, Mint Mobile. For the longest time, we've been paying way too much for our cell phone service, our plans, whatever it is, mobile device, whatever you want to call it. Every so often, they like put the screws to you just a little bit at a time. You don't even notice. Next thing you know, you check out the bill. You're like, wait a minute. This is not what I decided to pay for. What has happened? Okay, forget all of that. You can skip it all right now. Everything is about to change for you. Mint Mobile is the key. With Mint Mobile, you'll never, never have to worry about gotchas ever again. That's what I'm talking about, where they slowly raise your prices that you pay. When Mint Mobile says $15 a month when you purchase a three-month plan, they mean it. Say goodbye to your overpriced wireless plans, jaw-dropping monthly bills, and unexpected overages. Mint Mobile is premium wireless plans starting at just $15 a month. All the plans come with high-speed data and unlimited talk and text delivered on the nation's largest 5G network. You're like, EZ, tell me more. This is all you do. I did this. All my family has done this, and you should too. To get the new customer offer and your new three-month premium wireless plan for just $15 a month, go to mintmobile.com/Zane. That's good anywhere. mintmobile.com/Zane. Cut your wireless bill from whatever ridiculous amount that you're paying each month to $15 a month. mintmobile.com/Zane. Pay attention to this legalese. $45 upfront payment. That is equivalent to the $15 a month for 3 months. New customers on first three-month plan only. Speeds slower, 40 gigs on unlimited plan. Don't even worry about that. I use that, and it's no big deal. Additional taxes, fees, and restrictions apply. See Mint Mobile for details.
We'll circle back to when Andrew was in charge, and okay, try that.
You're listening to 1340 WJRW Grand Rapids, your home for every Grand Rapids Drive home game at the Delta Flex.
See, they're coming
back. Music bed, okay. I wonder what moment they know that S is hitting the fan.
What's going on, Grand Rapids Drive Radio Network? My name is Andrew Murray.
Yeah, that's... When you start with what's going on, That it's a greenhorn thing to do, but he didn't sound too hesitant. He went after it. He had the music playing in the background fine.
What's going on, Grand Rapids Drive Radio Network? My name is Andrew Murray. I am the producer for Grand Rapids Drive Basketball. Currently, the Deltaplex has lost all power, so we're not going to be able to go back to Mike Coleman and Mike Drew Neitzel for your post-game wrap-up. I am here, though, to let you know that Henry Ellison was our player of the game. Mm-hmm. I'm going to go ahead and play a couple highlights for you guys. Henry Ellison in the second quarter.
Ellison.
A big three-pointer. Here's that highlight from Mike Coleman.
High three-pointer, no. Rebound by Murphy. Drive on the move. Over to Ellison. Lines up a three-point ball, and Ellison finding his stroke from the left arc. And, boy, 1-for-8.
You can actually hear me in the background going, Henry!
First quarter, Drew, and looks like they're starting to find that three-point rhythm.
You know, sometimes once one or two fall, it kind of just gives everybody a little bit more confidence.
All right.
That was Henry Ellison in the second quarter hitting a huge three-pointer. The next highlight we have from him, our player of the game, was a nice turnaround jumper in the third quarter. Let's go ahead and hear that highlight from Mike Coleman.
High three-pointer, no. Rebound by Murphy. Drive on the move. Over to Ellison. Lines up a three-point ball, and Ellison finding his stroke from the left arc. And, boy, 1-for-8.
That's the same clip, right?
Out of ejected.
First quarter, Drew, and looks like they're starting to find that three-point rhythm.
You know, sometimes once one or two fall, it kind of just gives everybody a little bit more confidence.
Once again, a great win by the Grand.
I like how he... Okay, you can actually hear him key on the mic. Okay, so he's leaving the fader up high
on the
channel, and he's not fading his voice in. He's just leaving. He'll key it off so that if I were talking right now and then I keep my mic off.
Hey, that sounds
in
like
a second. So he what he's doing is he's just keying it on so you'll hear the room ambiance after the clip, and then you'll hear him take that big deep breath. So it's like 1340 AM WJRW. I am Andrew Murray. Here's a clip of Henry Ellison. Play the clip. That was a huge three-pointer by Henry Ellison.
Rapids Drive, we appreciate everybody here tuning in on 1340 WJRW. We hope you tune in again for another Grand Rapids Drive game and the next home game. Again, the Deltaplex has lost power right now. We were not able to go back to Mike Coleman or Drew Neitzel for our post-game wrap-up show. We appreciate you listening right here on 1340 WJRW. Right now, we'll return to regular programming. This is the Grand Rapids Drive Radio Network.
Was that an abridged version of it, or is that how long?
That's how it went.
Oh, I guess you've never listened to it. I'm wondering, like, is it typically longer than that, or is that how long?
I mean, with two guys there, and they have, I'm sure, discussion. Drew, obviously, playing for years and years.
Hey, I was right, by the way. MLive, vehicle strikes power pole and flees, causes power outage about 9 p.m. Wednesday.
So when it happened, it was all right then.
And it's like right by the Deltaplex.
Yep. So
some guy. I got to get out of here.
So then they...
Rapids Drive on 1340. To them here, live on 13...
Listen to that. Listen to Brandt's voice.
To them here, live on 1340 WJRW. Vizcom Sport Graphics.
I wish I could alternate between my voice and Rob's voice, because I wouldn't want to talk like him all the time.
Yeah, well, no.
But I wish I could just throw it out. And just...
I think you got a good voice when you enunciate. I mean, sometimes you go, and I can't understand the hell you're saying, but I think you have a good voice.
Well, thank you. I appreciate that.
You're green, but you're good. So that was unbelievable. Today, there is something burning in my brain, and it is, it is starting to turn on the Santa story. Now, full disclosure here. When the boy is dying in his arms story was revealed, I know that Julius is cynical and pessimistic in most cases, and I said to myself, how am I going to do this?
Well, you gave me a nice little pep talk.
And I said, I'm just going to mention to him that I want him to, I brought it up. First, I wanted to see what he thought. And this is off the air. I go, so, yeah. And he goes, yeah, it's fake. It's not true. And, I mean, right away. And I look, I start to get irritated. And I'm like, what? What are you talking about, man? This is pure Christmas joy. This is as pure as new snow. This is amazing. And I bought in, as did most of America.
Most, yes.
Julius looked at me straight-faced, and he said, I believe some of it. So he was even slightly duped. In fact, he believed most of it. But he said, I don't believe that boy died in his arms. I think there was some embellishing going on there, and I don't think it's true. And I was like, well, okay, if you could quell that when we talk about it on the air, because I don't think that that's true.
You're like, I don't want to end up on the news as the guy who disputes the Santa story.
Well,
where are those news stations now?
But as the day unfolded, we kind of tiptoed around what Julius thought, and as we got more comfortable that it shouldn't be a big deal that he expressed that, we kind of revealed that Julius is cynical. By the end of the show, we had Hugh on. Everybody, audience members said they were crying.
Yes.
I then told it again when I filled in on Monday for Jack and Ed on Sound Off West Michigan. I told that story again. Everybody was still upset. Well, there are new developments, and I'm not going to give it all away here because I want to talk about it when we're in the meat of the audience. You know, look, most people are in the car because so many people, most of the audience listens in cars. But, oh boy. There appears to be some cracks in the foundation of this story. Wait a minute. I meant to say there are
Mount Vesuvius fissures, has knocked over
fissures widening in this story. And we'll get to that. And I think this one, if this goes the way I think it's now going in a not so good way, I think, my God, it's really going to rock me because I'm not going to believe anything nowadays.
Perfect. Good. That's what I do. That's what I've been doing for most of my life.
Julius started this all with the birth of the Lochte meter. Julius's Lochte meter went off 1 second after the Lochte story broke, while all the world was saying, oh my God, Ryan Lochte got robbed. Same scenario. Julius says, it's a lie. And that was days. It was on a Monday. Because Sunday morning, Matt
yeah, it happened
was talking
like
about it. It was happening Saturday night / Sunday morning. But it was all day Sunday, Lochte gets robbed. I come into work Monday. Same scenario. Did you hear about Lochte? Lie. What? It's a lie. He's lying. The whole thing's made up. I go, how do you know that? I'm smart. I know things. So that was the birth of the Julius Lochte meter. And your Lochte radar was going off on this story, too.
Yes.
Son of a bitch.
When I read it, because I read it at home, and I was like, oh, man, this is a sad story. And I was thinking, I'm like, things don't happen like this in real life.
Let me tell you.
This is a movie.
I think the media is dragging their feet on it, too.
Well, because they don't want to look stupid.
No, they don't. There was one local outlet that I saw published it.
Well, which one was that? Or you don't want to say. It was Wood, right?
Wood TV8 talked about this. And I don't want to give it all away, and I don't want you to seek it out, the audience. I want to wallow in it with you at about 7:30. So we'll get into that. But coming up at 6:26, Grand Rapids apparently is a sexy city. Have you heard of Pure Romance? I think that's an online deal where you can buy sex toys.
Oh, no, I haven't then.
I think Pure Romance, and it's a type of thing, Pure Romance, where you can have, like, parties at your house. This is one of those, have you ever heard about these parties where, like, you know, hey, I'm going to have a Tupperware or a Mary Kay party or something like that. And my wife has hosted those. But there's also these Pure Romance parties.
Oh yeah,
where they
yeah,
get
yeah.
together and women do this and they'll well, oh this is really gonna get to that itch that you just can't scratch. Oh good God, And it isn't like they start trying them right there, but they pass them around.
So they don't have a try it before you buy it guarantee?
No. I don't think, well, maybe that's happened, but I mean, my wife's been to these parties, and they go, oh, yeah, this thing is just awesome. And they like describe them. And then the person who hosts the party gets the girlfriends to buy the stuff. And then she gets like a cut. I said cut. Oh. So that happened. Well, your romance did this. Oh, yeah. Buttoned up religious West Michigan. You guys are horny. You women especially. You're crazy about it. And Grand Rapids has done very well in this survey. Yeah. Unbelievable.
Well, you know, the Bible Belt has like the highest porn views.
Is that right?
Yeah.
I didn't know that.
Yeah, they're crazy for porn down there.
Oh, my gosh. Well, our own little Bible Belt is up to this, too, apparently. We'll talk, give you the details of this story about how Grand Rapids apparently is a sexy city. What? We'll talk about that now at 628, and we'll do that in just a bit. If anyone asks you who you listen to, please tell them the Eric Zane Show on 107.3 WBBL.
That's it, my free view of the Lost Zane recordings, part of the pile of content that I post each week on my Patreon, patreon.com/Eric Zane. Thanks, folks. Talk to you later. Bye-bye.